Reading for October 2nd, entitled, Praise God in Spite of Trials. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I feel thankful to God for His rich blessings to me. Keep His praise in your heart from morning till night. Speak not one word of repining, but ask for the healing power of God to come to your heart and mind. Be cheerful and hopeful. Praise the Lord. The world is rapidly filling up the measure of their iniquity. Oh, may the Lord give me much of His love and grace and power to meet and rebuke the powers of darkness. We must keep the way of the Lord, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We are not to allow one discouraging word to pass our lips, but we can praise the Lord that we can believe and trust in Jesus. He is the light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Let us talk faith, talk courage. Let our lips utter the praise of the Lord. Behold Him. Behold Him who is the light of the world. Talk of His love. Tell of His wonderful works. We are now to be faithful stewards to our trust, whatever our line of work may be. We are to look to Jesus and work after the divine pattern. God requires faithfulness in every soul that touches His work. Not one thread of Satan's sophistry is to be brought into the fabric. We have many things to remind us of our need of chastisement. We need these misfortunes, else they would not have been permitted to come. The words are spoken, "Well done, good and faithful servant," not "Well done, good and successful servant." Our work individually is to make a heart and a life surrender. We must die to self. The exhibitions of selfishness are so marked. Many men, many of our ministers, are unprepared to engage successfully in the work of saving souls. Soul, body, and spirit need to be reconverted. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. James chapter 1, verse 12. Christ is moving upon hearts. Shall those who have had the messages of truth for years continue to need a reconversion? Some give evidence that they do not discern the working of the Spirit of God. They manifest a spirit to tear down and pull down. Every thread of a spirit of domineering needs to be taken away. The Lord has a mighty work to be done by those who will let themselves be worked by Him. Taken from Letter 314, dated October 2, 1906, to O.A. Olson, President of the Australian Union Conference.